The Dolly Sods Wilderness is one of the most spectacularly beautiful places in Appalachia. It's full of rocky ridges, soggy bogs, and breathtaking views. And it's also federally protected public land. Dolly Sods is also the site of an annual nature walk called the West Virginia Wildflower Pilgrimage. This year was the 59th time that wildflower and birding experts descended on the area for the event. Mason Adams, co-host of the podcast Inside Appalachia, has this story from this year's pilgrimage.
My dad was a biology professor who specialized in the plants and trees of Appalachia. He passed away in 2011, but this kind of event would have been right up his alley. Well, my dad would have known these wildflowers, these birds. There were a lot of folks like that in the Canaan Valley when I was there in May. Like Margot Cavalier, who came down from Pittsburgh.
It's been a while since I've been hiking up in Dolly Sods, and I'm anxious to go with a bunch of people who know what they're looking at. I'm beginning to know what I'm looking at, but it'll be great to go with some pros.
Bill Beatty, a naturalist from Wellsburg, West Virginia, leads the excursion. His is the only trip during the pilgrimage weekend where participants are required to come up to speak with him ahead of time. He needs to know they'll be able to complete the hike. It's not for the faint of heart.
You know, people come up to me and say, we walk in the mall 3 days a week, 5 miles. This isn't even close to what you experience in the mall.
Beatty is joined by a Forest Service biologist who really knows his birds, mosses, and lichens, and a botany professor. These are my dad's people. They remind me of how he talked to his friends, dropping goofy, plant-based puns and cracking a lot of inside jokes.
And what family are bluettes in?
Rubiaceae.
Matter family.
It does matter.
Okay, we stopped here.
We'll be here all day, folks.
Now, Beatty knows this landscape at Dolly Sods really well.
I stopped here because you see the opening down there?
Yeah.
At the far end of that opening, we're going to be coming this way. That's the dog leg of Alder Run Bog. Alder Run Bog is the bog where Northland Loop Trail goes down to. Some of us may get wet feet.
The trip leaders like Beatty point out wildflowers along the way, but the group's members have plenty of expertise themselves. Like Melissa McCormick, a scientist at the Smithsonian Research Center who lectured about orchids the night before. Here she is talking with Margot Cavalier and others in the group about a flower known as trailing arbutus.
This is what you're referring to?
Yes.
A pinkish white.
There's another little flower right here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And there's a little pocket of flowers right here.
Oh.
Now, my dad's big thing was trees. Besides teaching at the local community college in my hometown, he spent a lot of time traveling around and doing research all through the mountains, including right here in Dolly Sods. My dad's probably rolling over his grave. What's the evergreen that's through here?
Trees.
Now, I used to know my trees, but the thing with specialized knowledge is, if you don't use it, you lose it. But I knew there was something about those trees.
What was the dominant evergreen we were seeing back in that area we started out in?
Red spruce.
Red spruce?
Yeah.
I knew my dad was rolling in his grave when I asked that question. I even said it, and his specialty was red spruce, so he was definitely getting a workout.
The biggest red spruce in the world were probably in Canaan Valley and up here. And they were all timbered, everything.
I helped my dad on some of his red spruce plots, which were sprinkled up and down Appalachia's high elevation spots. He kept close track of what spruce stands looked like, what else was growing, and how healthy these trees were, especially the oldest ones. He stayed faithful to these red spruce trees, checking in on them every couple of decades, sometimes more often. Of course, there's more to this hike than just the spruce stands.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to head down towards the bog and get our feet wet.
Beatty calls this the Allegheny Front Vista Trail. It crawls all over, down through a bog, up and down rock fields marked by stacked cairns, and through dense thickets of rhododendron and mountain laurel where Beatty found paths, probably cut by hunters years ago. After miles of tromping, we climb a mountain ridge into a thicket of chokeberry. At which point, even Beatty gets turned around.
We're
Okay.
Reverse engines.
Back.
Reverse engines.
We're going
peoples.
Back.
But at the end, we're rewarded with a beautiful vista, looking down into a valley. And then,
whole valley.
The whole valley is full of a rainbow. Maybe
you may
we need
have to
get
take
up
his sunglasses
here.
Off. Oh, okay.
One of the trip members notices a rainbow down in the valley. It's really faint at first, but as the sky changes, the colors become more vibrant. Everyone runs over to check it out. The experience, and especially that unforgettable ending, leave the hike's participants worn out, but also exhilarated. I asked Margot Cavalier about what she's feeling.
Oh my God, that was phenomenal, wasn't it? With that fog bow at the end. Whoa, it was, I can't believe it. It was just fantastic. I just turned 68, and it kind of makes me feel like, you know what? While I can do this, I got to push myself like this. It's just, it's wonderful to be out here. You just feel so alive, you know what?
For me, the hike brought me closer to my father, who died 10 years ago this fall. These are the places he walked, with the kind of people he walked them with. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Mason Adams in Dolly Sods, West Virginia.
Mason's story is part of a recent episode of Inside Appalachia, a podcast from West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.